Today's daf is daf Tayin Gimel. Rabbi Rosner is under the weather this morning, so he asked that I give the daf. So I am. Okay, we start on daf Tayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The words Bayi Rami Bar Chama. It's three lines. It's three lines from the top. So Bayi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asks, Cheresh. You have a person who's a Cheresh. Okay, and the Rush explains here that we're not dealing with the typical Cheresh in the Cheresh of Eino Shomeya and Eino Medaber. If you're dealing with the Eino Shomeya and Eino Medaber, halakhically an Eino Shomeya, Eino Medaber is considered, like a Shota, and it doesn't have any halakhic das to perform what the Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara asks, Cheresh, ma'u sheyofer li'ishto? Can a Cheresh be mayfair the Nedarim of his wife? So we're dealing with a Cheresh, someone who speaks but cannot hear. So this is sort of a continuation of the questions that we had yesterday. The Cheresh doesn't hear the Nedarim of his wife. So can this Cheresh, is a person who the Gemara is talking about, a person who can speak but can't hear, can he be mayfair the Nedarim of his wife? The Gemara says, the Gemara explains now the Tzadim of the Tzadik. Im Timtzim Lomar, Baal Mayfair below Shmia, maybe you'll say that a Baal can be mayfair without Shmia, because Mishum Debar Mishma Hu, because a husband, a regular husband, is somebody who has the capacity, has the capability to hear. Aba Cheresh to Lav Bar Shmia Hu, but a Cheresh who doesn't have the ability to hear because he's deaf, and he can't hear because he's deaf. So a Cheresh to Lav Bar Shmia Hu, so this is Hainu the Rabbi Zeira, and this would be similar to the rule of Rabbi Zeira, the famous rule of Rabbi Zeira. If it's not famous, we'll make it famous now. Dama Rabbi Zeira, Kol HaRoy LeBila, Ein Bila Me'akevas Bo. A Kol She'ein Roy LeBila, Bila Me'akevas Bo. You have a din when it comes to the Korban Mincha. The Korban Mincha has to be mixed. Now, if you have something in a kli that's just too big and it's not capable of being mixed, just not capable of being mixed appropriately, then the fact that it can't be mixed is ma'akiv the korban. It's because it's ein ro'i l'bila, so the bila is me'akevas, bila being the mixture. But if you have something that is ro'i to be mixed, it just wasn't done, so then ein bila me'akevas. So that's what we're saying here, similar also. Maybe this side of the suffix is saying, really, You need Shmia. Not lichatchila you need Shmia. It's the best way to... Or what you really need is the ability to hear. Since the Cheresh doesn't have the ability to hear, so then the Shmia is ma'akev. However, a regular person, a hearing person, who has the capacity, the capability of hearing, so even if he doesn't hear, it's not ma'akev. So that's the same thing. Kol roi lebila bila ma'akeves, v'kol she'ein roi lebila bila ma'akeves bo. That's the klal of Kol Roy Lebila. So we're saying here, maybe here, since the Cheresh does not have the ability to hear, therefore hearing the neder is ma'akev, and therefore the Cheresh would not be able to be made fair the neder. And the other side of the suffix is, O Dilma, the pasuk says, Vishama Isha, the husband would hear, and lo ma'akev. It's not really ma'akev, even though it says v'shama isha, it's not ma'akev. It's just derech. That's the derech olam. So usually you hear it and then you're made for it. But the words aren't bedafka in the pasuk. What's the pasuk? It says im biyom shemo isha yani osav the hate verse in the derech asher alev es miftas vasel right al asher al nashav Hashem yishlach la im biyom shemo isha. Sorry, it says shemo isha. So you think that he may have to hear it. So this other stuff is saying no. That's the way. That's the derech of a way how it normally works. You hear it and you're mayfair. But it's lav dafka that you have to actually hear it. You have to hear it verbally. So Gemara answers, Amar Rava. Rava says, Tashma, is a pre learning a braisa, Vishama Isha, the pasuk says, Vishama Isha, the husband has to hear it, Prat le'eshes cheres, excluding an eshes cheres, meaning, Vishama Isha is bedafka. You have to hear it, Shma Mina. And that's the rule. So a few quick points. It says Kol Roy. We learned the din of Kol Roy Lebila Ain Bila Me'akeves. But if it's not Roy Lebila, Bila's Me'akeves. We have a klal when it comes to Kachim that if it's Shina Hakasov, it's La'akev. If the pasuk, if the Torah mentions a rule by Kachim more than once, then we rule that rule is La'akev, that you have to do it. If it's critical, it's crucial. Without that act, then whatever you're doing is pasul. So it says Bila by many psukim when it comes to korban mincha, right? It says it all over. Every time it mentions a korban mincha, it says that it has to be mixed. So we're showing an answer that it doesn't. There's no tzivoy to do bila. It just mentions that the korban's going to be mixed. It never says v'yivlo es hamincha. So that's why it you can learn it out. You can learn it out. So now what's the psak when it comes to hearing? So the Ran brings down the Ramban. The Ramban says that since we learned that it says v'shama isha and it says prad le'eshes chayir. So the Ran says nadir mas mishum the bar mishmahil. If we raise up a chassid Rambanzal, the dafka chayrish mishum the lav bar shmiyahu. Aval inish the alma the bar shmiyahu lo ma'akav v'shmiyah. The Ramban pasuk is pretty much like the pashas of the Gemara over here. That as long as you have the capacity of hearing, and if you didn't hear, it's fine. It's not a problem. It's only the chayrish that doesn't hear. But the Ran brings down later, and it's also the Rush and the Rashba and the Smak and the Tur and Yoredeya Simreish Lamedal. They also say that no. That for whatever reason the it's still a suffix in the Gemara, and therefore since it's a suffix in the Gemara, we should sveka the oraisa l'chumra, and therefore you have to be worried about hearing the neder, even if it's a person who has the capacity of hearing, he still has to hear it. Good question?
No. Yeah. We learned yesterday, we talked about the whole sugya of right. Kol nedarim, whatever my wife, whether I heard it or not.
Right.
So mashmi don't necessarily have to hear it.
You have to be able to hear it. So that's what he's saying. So the Ran answers, you would think here that this is a raya. And the Ran saying that's why they're saying it's not a raya. One of the questions that the Ran asks in the Ramban is that if what you're saying is correct, it's exactly your question. And why isn't this brought down as a raya? Why isn't this brought down as a raya in yesterday's daf to prove that you don't need to hear it? The Ran and those who don't say Kamash Malan that this isn't a raya for whatever reason. I didn't look into that. For whatever reason, it's not really a raya. There are other ways to answer up. Maybe they just say Vishama Isha just comes to teach you by a cheresh, but doesn't come to teach you anything regarding another a regular person, a hearing person, and therefore the suffix still stands. And suffix derais lechumra, we're going to say that you still have to hear it. Okay. Ibailu. Next question. This parak's full of questions. Ibailu. Bow. Ma'usha yafir l'shtei nasha v'vasachas. What's the story of a husband? Can he be mefer the neder of his two wives at the same time? So, what's the suffix of the gemara? Again, you have a husband. Can he be mefer his? Both he has two wives. Both of his wives took nedarim. Can he be mefer them at the same at both nedarim at the same time? I'm gonna say it one time. I'm gonna say mufer lechen, mufer to both of you. So the Gemara is now again going to explain what the tzadim of the suffix are. So the pasuk says, this is the pasuk about Midbar Paraglamid pasuk test. It says im biyom shemoa isha yani osa. It says yani osa is lashon yachid. So is that osa bedafka? Meaning it only can be one, right? Osa bedafka or labdafka, or maybe osa is labdafka. And the Torah is just talking bederekla. What the normal way is, you hear your wife's neder. And then you're made for that neder. So the Gemara is going to try to learn out about whether certain words are bedafka or not bedafka by when it comes to a sota. So again, just review quickly. The din of a sota is the Baal is makane his wife says don't have yichud with Ploni, and then she ends up having she's nistero with this person. She ends up having yichud with him, and they're edim about all this. It's edei kinu, the edei stira, and the Baal now brings her to in front of the kohen. And the Kohen forces her to swear that she wasn't nitmeis, that she wasn't matame herself. And if she's not moda that she was, that she did do something wrong, so the Kohen writes the parsha of sota on a megillah, on a klaf, and he erases it. And he also erases the shame Hashem, which is why we see that you can erase the shame Hashem for shalom bayis. And then he mixes up the klaf into the water and the mayim hamarim, and he forces her to drink it in order to check. Magically check, miraculously check whether or not she was nitmeis or not. So again, so what's the pasuk there? So Amar Ravina Tashma, we learn in the Tosefta and Sota, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas. We don't do two Sotos. We don't do this whole checking process with two Sotos at one time. Why? Because maybe we'll have a situation where one of these women certainly did not do anything wrong. I mean, she was not nitmeis, and one woman was nitmeis. But the woman who was nitmeis sees that her friend is so confident, And then she says, I'm not. And she's going to say, you know what? Fine, I'm also. She's going to become brazen and not admit that she was nitmesa as well. So therefore, we don't want to have two at once, because we don't want one to influence the other in their response. Again, the preferences in Vaisota is that she does admit if she did something wrong, because we're talking about Mechikas Hashem, erasing Hashem's name, which is not a small thing. So we don't want one to become gas, one to become so brazen because of a friend. So therefore, according to Ravina, we bring each sota to the Kohen individually, so that she will admit if she really did it, she will admit when the Kohen swears, and we won't have to erase the shame of Shem. But Rav Yehuda says, lo mishem hazehu, that's not the reason why we don't bring two sotos at once. Ela mishum shenemar v'hishka, the pasuk says v'hishka, which means he says hishka is again lashon yachid. Oso levada. Just before we start, so it's v'hishka samayim. The pasuk says v'hishka samayim v'haisam nitma v'timo mal v'isha. So it says v'hishka lashon yachid. So lashon yachid is mashma only one, not because of the svara of Levo Gaspo, but because of the Hishka. So you see it from what's machlokes, how you what you're learning out from here. But at least you see from Pashas, you see from Rabbi Yehuda that the word Osa is Bedavka. So if the word Osa is Bedavka when it comes to a sota, that you only can be mashke one sota at a time. So too when it came to the Hefer Nedarim, it says Osa should be Bedavka, and you can't be Mefer two wives at once. You only can Mefer each wife at a time. So, question is, what's psak when it comes to being made for the nedarim of two wives? So the Ran brings down the Ran first Derech and other Rishonim, they bring down that the suffix about a far of two wives is taloi in the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda that we just explained. According to Tanakama, the word osa is not bidafka when it comes to sota, because Tanakama learns the reason because of Neshayoi Liba Gas, that she won't become brazen. So if that's the case, then Osa is not Bedavka, and we're going to paskin like the Chachamim. Sorry?
Is that true?
What?
Does Tanakama reject the Liba, or is he just providing a svara?
Well, this is what the Ran is saying. This is how the Ran is learning, that the Tanakama rejects that limud. And therefore, Osa is not Bedavka, and Osa is not Bedavka in Soto, Osa is not Bedavka in Nedarim. You can't be made for both of your wives at the same time. But, but the Ramban writes that, no, the Raya is the other way. It's just that, it's that you're proving from Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Osa is Bedavka, and therefore by Soto it's Bedavka, by Afara it's Bedavka. He says the reason why is that the Tanakama in Soto is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who's Dorish time of the Kra. Rav Shimon is the one who goes ahead and he tries to figure out the reasons in the Kra. So it's not necessarily it's a limud. It's the whole reason that you can't have two sotas drink at once is because of, like you were saying, they don't reject the limud. It's because of the word osa. Osa is bidavka. And Rabbi Shimon comes to explain the reason why the Torah says that you can only do one at a time. Yeah, that osa is bidavka. Therefore, if that's the situation, Osa is bedavka. Osa bedavka in soto. Osa is bedavka when it comes to the darim, and therefore you cannot be made for two your both of your wives in the darim at the same time. So the question is, the Ron brings out also, okay, what's the case about being makim? What's the case about being makim two wives at the same time? So the Ron says, just like your bow can't, the Ron learned that Osa is bedavka. So just like you can't be made for both of your wives in the Dharma at the same time, so too you can't be making both of your wives in the Dharma at the same time, because just like it says by Osa, by Hafara, and we say Osa b'chaverto, that's we also say the same dinam applied to Akama. Yeah. Yeah, I think the halacha is yes, and we see that clear when you do a Taras Adarim, and you're in a rush on Erev Yom Kippur, three people do it at once and do it. I don't know what the svar is, but I think Halacha Maisa will ask Mor D'Asra that, and I'm pretty certain that's the case.
It could be that each one is being presented separate, independent.
But you know, it can't be, because you need three hediotos to be matin adarim now.
But how do you do that? You have what? You have three people stand up in front of the dayanim.
Yeah. Right, and three people say it, and the dayanim and the dayanim responds. It has to all three are talking to all three.
You're saying the term lachem.
Right. This is the people who. These are the people who have to catch the 6:56. They have to run out. Okay. There's an interesting question on the Rambam. I think we have time. We'll just end. The Rambam paskins that the Baal can be mayfair to both his wives at the same time, right? And he says the same thing when it comes to a father. The father can be mayfair to both of his daughters at the same time. So that seems that he paskins like the way that the way that the Ran learns at the Tanakhama that Osa is not dafka. So Rav Avraham Minahar asks the question. He goes, but that's soser to what the Rambam holds in Hilchos Sota, where he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda that he says that you can't be mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas, and he says specifically reason because it says behemi osa. It says the word osa there, so it says the way the Gemara seems to be doing is trying to tie them both together. So it's sort of a question on the Rambam. I don't know the answer.
The Rambam understands how far by far
okay. Right, but he says the same din applies to the power of the Baal. So, okay, so let's go weiter. So he says Eli Mishum and Demar Hidka. Fine. Next Amar Amar Beis. They were talking about. Now we're going to talk about again. This is the what power does the Baal, the Arus, have over the Arusa when the time has come to marry her, yet he doesn't do it. As we know, there's a Mishnah Rishona and then there's a second Mishnah Achrona in Ksubas that says after the time comes where he's supposed to marry her and he doesn't, he's chayiv b'mazonos. He's chayiv to feed her. So, bogeres, and the way we explained this Gemara in Daf Ayin. So you have a bogeres, right? Who waited the 30 days. And then, and we're just going to read that into the Mishnah. Bogeres and Vishasa Yud Beis Chodesh, and Anara who waited the 12 months that applied to her, right? And also the Almana Shloshim Yom, and also an Almana who waited 30 days after the Erusin. And these three women, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ho Lubal Chayev Mizinoseha, since the husband is now Chayev to feed her, Chayev in the Mizonos, Yafer, he can be Mayfair her Nedarim. But the Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Ain't a Baal Mefer actually to cut us through. No, it doesn't work that way. They say that the Mizonos, again, we had this a few times. What happens when the 12 months passed and he feeds and he has to feed his Arusa? Is that a quasi Ishus, as Rabbi Rosman always says? That's a partial Ishus, and part of that Ishus means now there's a Chiyuv Mizonos on her. Or the fact that is he feeding her because of a knas? Listen, you had all this time to prepare. You didn't do what you had to do. Now the chachamim are giving him a knas, to punishing him and saying you have to feed her. So it seems, and I have to do more research, but it seems that Rabbi Lezer is saying that since there's a real quasi ishus here, he has to feed her as part of that ishus. And another ramification of this partial ishus is that now the Baal has the rights to be made for her nedarim. Again, this could probably be with a bogeres who and now completely in the rishus of her husband or her quasi husband, and maybe even when it comes to a na'ara murasa, when it comes to na'ara murasa, that maybe she leaves her father's rishus and goes into the husband. I'm not sure. I have to just look into that. But it seems that chachamim say, "Ain a baal made for after jikarnas rishuso, the baal can't be made for until she really goes into a rishus." I guess with chuppa, then it seems that the chiyum mazonos is only a knas. It's no real ishus involved here. Again, research, but it could be that could be part of the machlokas. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Rabbi Eliezer, U Mishnah Rishona Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah Rishona, they say the same thing. They hold of the same shita. Again, what was the Mishnah Rishona? The Mishnah Rishona says that any time that the Zman comes to get married and he's mechayev on the Mizonos, so we have her din is like she's Nesua for certain things. What's the Mishnah Rishona? The Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah in Ksubas, that's on Daf Nun Vav. Noslim Basula Shnei Masar Chodesh L'Fanas Atzma. You give the Basula 12 months in order to prepare herself for the Chuppah. Higia Shnei Masar Chodesh. 12 months passed, and the marriage doesn't take place. Ocheles Mishilo, she eats from Mizonos from him, and if she is a Bas Yisrael who's a Rusa who's engaged to a Kohen, then Ocheles Mitruma, she can even eat Truma. Which seems to imply that it's more than just a knas, that it's an actual, they see that it's an actual ishus, because if it's just a knas, you can't be mechel something. Midoraisa, it's only because there's a machlokas as to why she can't eat, so whether it's become simpion or because she's going to be serving mafil basalchosa. Right, so ochelos mishalov, ochelos truma, just like she's an ishus coin. Now, so you see from here that according up, but we'll finish the Mishnah. Aval hayavam, but someone who's as zikali the yivum, even if she's a kohen, if he's a kohen and she's a bas yisrael, and her husband dies and she falls in front of the brother, the kohen brother for yivum, she's not considered an aishas kohen because of the zika to the yivum. The ain't no machlo with truma, and she can't eat truma because when it comes to truma, it says you have to be a kinyan kaspo of the you have to be, but here it's the kinyan of the brother, not of him. So the Gemara initially explains certain reasons, certain ways of certain different instances of the yivum. What would be the case? Asla shisha shakadashim mifnei baal. Let's say she waits 12 months for about 6 months by her husband, the aris harishon, and then he dies. Vishisha kadashim mifnei hayavim, and then 6 months by the yavim. She still when the second 6 months pass, she can't eat truma, right? Vafilu kulam bifnei baal. Let's say she waits all the time by her husband, v'chaser yom echad, just one day, he dies on the last day. Oh, kulam b'fnei yavam chaser yom echad, or she waits the entire time by the yavam, the guy she was only engaged for one day before he dies, right? So then, eina ochelas b'truma. In these situations, she does not eat the truma again because it's not the kinyan of the brother, it's the kinyan of the dead husband. It has to be 12 months. Under the aris. But again, so the Gemara is trying to say that Rabbi Lezer and the Mishnah Rishona hold the same shita. but that's the, so the Gemara continues. Zo Mishnah Rishona, that's Mishnah Rishona. But based in Shalach Arayim, the Beis Din that came after the Mishnah, Amru Eina Isha Ocheles B'Truma Atcha Tikanas L'Chupa. They says no, that a woman does not eat truma until she actually enters chupa. But so long as she's not entering chuppah, so long as there's no nisuin, she doesn't eat the truma, even if the time came and there's a chiyuv mizonos. Question again, it's a machlokes as to what the reason is, and it goes back to what the reason is why an aris typically doesn't eat truma. Rather, one reason is because as an aris, or someone who's not married, she's not living with the husband. She could be living with her family. And if the fear is that even though midaraisa she's allowed to eat the truma, maybe she'll take the truma and be machil her sisters or somebody else in her family who's not allowed to. Or maybe the reason is because since there was no nisuin yet, there wasn't a true bedika. Mishum simpayon, the Gemara calls it. Maybe he'll find a mum in her, and then the whole thing will become a mekach tos. And if it's a mekach tos, it's batal on afreya, the mekach tos, and now she was eating truma. And she ate truma when she wasn't permitted to. So that's the chash, and that's what the Mishnah Rishon, I guess, goes back to that chash. I guess maybe the Mishnah Rishon says that when you reach this point in time, they would do a bedika. And also, if you chay, the Ron brings down the Mishnah Rishon holds it. If you chay the mizonos, then what you would do is you would be miyachid her a certain place to eat. You're not going to give your somebody your chay mizonos and then give it to her and then let her go run free to give it to anybody else. You're going to give her a specific place. A specific home where she's going to eat it. And the Mishnah Achrona goes back to the original Shashos. So Abaye says, short time. Abaye says that no, it's not necessarily true. It's not necessarily true that there's a connection between the rule of the Mishnah Rishona and Rabbi Yezer Shita. Amale Abaye, Dumalohi. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe the din of a Farsa Darin and the din of Achilas Truma is not totally with each other because you can be Mechalik. We can be Mechalik. Say Ad Kan. Maybe the Mishnah Rishona says over there that she can eat truma, ella lemecha b'truma mid'rabbanan, because it's only a din d'rabbanan that she's not allowed to eat truma. So the Mishnah Rishona says, okay, for the din d'rabbanan, if the time comes to pass, we'll go back to the din d'oraisa and allow her to eat the truma. It's only gzeiros chachamim that she's not allowed to eat the truma until she goes into chuppah. So in the time and a place where the time comes and the oris is chayav and the mizonos. So they'll say that the Mishnah Rishona says we're going to be mami the din to the din d'oraisa and allow her to eat the truma aval nedarim. But when it comes to nedarim, the midoraisa ain't alo. The midoraisa ain't alo. When it comes to the nedarim, an aris by himself can never be made for the nedarim. Either it's Bulgaris, he can't do anything, or if it's she's a nara murasa, he has to do it with the husband, with the father. So what are you going to? So you're going to say now that just because he's a chiyuv mazonos, we uproot his din d'oraisa and allow him to give the husband the rights to be made for the nether by himself? Maybe not. Maybe there's a bichilik between nedarim and truma. And the same way he says we can be mechalik the other way. You can say like this: Adkan lo shamash leila Rabbi Eliezer el gabi nedar. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer says that the husband can do it when it comes to nedarim. The din derives from nedarim. Why? Kidarav Pinchas. Because nedarim, the nedarim of a woman, are all based on the rule of a Pinchas. Mishmei derava. The amar kol hanoderes hadas baile hinoderes. Whoever takes it, any woman, the Anan Sahadi, that any woman who takes a neder is taking the neder al das baile, meaning she's taking the neder on condition, sort of on condition that should her husband has to agree to it. But should her husband not agree to it, should her husband be made for it, she's not taking the neder there. So therefore, we could say therefore, once the time comes where he's chayev to give her food and she's being supported by him, even if there was no chuppah yet, maybe you could say that because he's being refining her, he's now oderis on her das because he's in charge. He's supporting her. So now already at this point in time, she is no deris al das baila. Aval truma, but when it comes to truma, which is not toloy on the chiyum mizonos, therefore filim udrabanan nami lo achla. Maybe because even in that case, it's not toloy on anything. So even midin drabanan, she can't eat. Maybe Rav wouldn't agree with the mystery shonos, so she can't eat. The only reason why he can be made for the nedarim in this case is because it's no deris al das baila. Got a question? Okay, so. So Duran brings down. We're going to end early, but we'll do this Ron. Duran brings down an interesting case. So the Gemara says that kol noderes al das baila noderes. That's the rule of a Pinchas, and that's the reason why a baal can be made for the nedarim of his wife, because the wife takes the neder. It's because she has this implicit understanding that if her husband agrees to it, then that's when the neder is mechal. If he doesn't agree to it, the neder is not mechal. So what about a regular person? What if a regular person walks up and says, I'm taking the neder, I'll das my friend. I'm not using it tonight, but the same concept, I'll das my friend. So can the friend be made for the neder within hafara, or would you still need hataras nachamim? So it's a machlokas rishonim. Rabbi Benun Tzvikin said no. But it's a machlokas rishonim. Rabbi Benun argues with the Ramban. The Ramban says... The Ramban. I was going to say who he agrees to with afterwards. It wasn't... As long as you have so a rishon to be so mechon, most of the time you're okay. So maybe I shouldn't say that. But so, the Ramban says the Ramban brings down that there's some people say that because of the svara Pinchas, you would say that kol hanoder al das chavero, the chaver can be matir the neder, and you wouldn't need a taras chacham, because the same way that you say here that the baal is matir the neder because she is no deris on his das, hu adinami. That's also the din when it comes to every person. And there's no difference whether you're no dir beferish al das. A woman doesn't say beferish. It's an anan sahadi. So he says it's no worse than the woman who doesn't say beferish, and we say anan sahadi, she's no deris al das baila to a person, no difference to a person who beferish is no der al das, his friend, that says that sorry?
Once it's not, so that works.
Okay, so we're not saying it's a din. Okay, but the Ramban argues, and he says that, and the Rush, it seems to be that's the Lashon of the Rush. Where's the Rush? It's a Shuta Rush. The Rush says also, he uses the Lashon, Harezek Ilu Pirshash Imo Yirtze Lo Yeh Neder. It says, if she said explicitly that if he doesn't want it, I don't want it to be a Neder. So the Rush, the Medayi from the words of the Rush, that so if someone else is Mefarish explicitly, then okay, you disagree. So someone's Mefarish.
You don't always need two people.
But that maybe that's not a din with the neder. That's a din on the reshus of which reshus that she's in. So she's being told. So therefore she knows. Maybe she's being told on das of both of them. Maybe she's being told on the das of both of them in that case because she's in both of their reshus. That's a different reason. I don't think that plays a role in this machlokas. But the Ron is docha the shita, and he says a lashon that Rabbi Nun would be happy with. He says v'zo etzli shigigas hara. This is a major mistake. The Ron has beautiful lashon sometimes when he argues, but this doesn't make sense to me. Everyone, I saw the Rishon and Mol explain this, and they have no idea what they're talking about. So let me explain it to you. He says zoe etzli shigigas hara. This is a big mistake. That even though that Rav Pinchas says that the reason that hafaras the baal is made for the ned is because the ishes noderes al daiso al dato, that's the baal has to be mefer dafka in the lashon that the Torah says. The Torah, it's a chiddush when it comes to the Baal. That's simply what it is. The Rav is basically saying it's a chiddush when it comes to the Baal. The Baal can be made for it. And really, what's the reason why the Baal can be made for? Because it's like what comes first. The Baal can be made for. Why the Baal can be made for? Because she's told al dato. But it's not anybody else can't be do it. Can't do it that way. But the Ron does say that if you make it explicit tonight, you don't say you say this net is going to be chal al tonight that my friend is okay with it. You're making it as a tnai, then the Ron says that does work, and the friend can simply say, no, I don't think it's a good idea to make that neder, and then the tnai is not chal, and then the neder isn't chal either. I don't have much more to say. I'm sorry, it's a short daf, but
I think I heard where Sachs was sharing and quoting Rosh Hashanah. When this is a din d'rabbanan that after you face quoted the husband could be made for the neder.
Right.
So the question is when the rabbanan din d'rabbanan, the rabbanan give when there's a reason for it. You know, they give a svara.
Right.
Does that mean that the svara defines what the din is, and if you don't have the svara, then you wouldn't say the din, or you could apply the svara somewhere else? Well, the rabbanan is giving a reason what they patterned it after, but that the svara isn't really the getter of the din. It's just.
Right, but here it's the Rabbanan are giving the here
yeah,
it's a din d'oraisa.
No, if you use base chodesh,
if
you have erusin and you don't get married if you use base chodesh.
Right, no, but
the husband doesn't have the power to marry for the dar. Rabbanan giving him.
Right, but here we're talking. I think what we're talking about here is now just stam when what's the.
No, that's the original din. So now you're taking that svar and applying it
to elsewhere.
Maybe it doesn't necessarily work
there. Could be. I don't know. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas, Rav Meir Ben Yoshua. So everyone have a good day.